From San Diego with love, this is The Perfect Pour.
Hey, welcome to The Perfect Pour.
They need more wah-wah.
Yeah, need more wah-wah.
Needs more Jimmy, wah-wah.
Are you trying to Frampton this?
No, you'll drink like I do.
This is a craft. The pouring refers to beer pouring.
Oh.
As in craft beer pouring.
Oh,
as
yes.
As in craft beer geek pouring. As in a podcast
belly.
About said beer of crafting this. I am Mikey.
I'm San Diego Nick.
Matt.
And we have a special guest.
Returning
guest.
And I'm Mike from Riley's.
Mike from Riley's.
Whoa.
A professional brewer.
Not
one that's just
generous.
Not one that just has a brewer in his name and a beard. One that gets paid to brew.
Actual money. Actual money.
Bearded Brewer is trying to think of something to say.
Well, if
trading dollars for beer.
Yeah, well, I know.
Taking lots of time for beer.
I'm not that good of a brewer. I'm better at selling beer.
Oh, but I think you need
than most people.
Some more tries at it, bro. Ooh. Don't sell yourself short.
I like drinking good beer.
You're like, I don't want to make it. I just want to drink it.
I'm a professional drinker.
Yeah. The Bearded Brewer has brewed beer, just to be technical.
Yes.
Here.
On a Mr. Beer kit?
No, that's high end. Bro. Damn.
I have brewed beer on different scales. And
but never Mr. Beer scale.
You ever scaled down the Mr. Beer? Can you even do it?
Probably not. I'd probably mess up a Mr. Beer kit.
It's melting. Is that supposed to happen?
Is the fermenter supposed to melt? Because I won then.
Well, I think my first issue would be is I think my Mr. Beer kit's about 7 years old now.
Mine's not that old yet.
I don't know if it'll still work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the
plastic taste.
The ingredients are super fresh. My Mr. Beer is about 3 years old, so.
Oh, yeah, it's prime.
4 years old.
The yeast is cultivating inside the box.
It's ready to go.
It's evolved.
The extracts are primed and ready.
Yep. Well, this week, we have a huge, we don't get to do many side-by-sides, and this week, we have the biggest badass side-by-side ever, thanks to Mike Sardina.
Uh-huh.
We are going to do a Nelson side-by-side. Nelson from Alpine Brewing in the San Diego area. If those that don't know, listeners are outside of California, Alpine essentially is the Russian River of San Diego. And San Diego is the San Diego of beer. So, you know, put those together,
yeah.
Do the math.
Uh-huh.
Russian River, Alpine's pretty serious. So, Green Flash bought Rush, or Jesus, I can't even get it out. Green Flash bought
Coachman.
Alpine Brewing, just like a friendship partnership, so that Alpine could basically brew more beer.
And live on.
And now Alpine has started, or Green Flash has started bottling Alpine. Before they were just doing the kegs. Now they have actually started bottling Alpine beer. And because Mike Sardina is so amazing, we have a bottle of Green Flash's, an Alpine Green Flash Nelson version of Alpine's Nelson.
Brought to you by Green Flash.
One that was brewed at Alpine.
And to
throw an extra element to it, it's a Chuck Silva Alpine.
Ooh.
There's a rarity.
Look at that. Never can happen again.
They pulled.
It's too bad that IPAs have to be drank immediately, because we could just sit on those forever.
Yeah. That'd be our retirement plan.
We've got an original Chuck Silva Green Flash Nelson. Bruce Alpine Nelson. Beat that.
Yeah.
We'll go on Beer Advocate and just brag all day long.
Oh, yeah.
So that's coming. So get ready. But first, we a little bit of pre-show drinking. Society Brewing. I went down to San Diego, which we'll talk about in my Been Caught Drinking. And picked up a couple growlers of Society, courtesy of Society Brewing. We drank gold.
We drank earlier. Gold.
I love gold.
We had Society's
honorary tailgate gold.
The coachman during tailgating.
The Isle of Gold does not get paid won the gold. For tailgate beers.
It is a really, really small IPA. It's a 4.5%. Essentially, the outside world will call it a session IPA, but in society vernacular, it's a really, really small IPA. And it went gold at GABF. So this is the best of session IPAs we are having.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Second time we've had the coach.
I'll give it that.
So we're having GABF gold.
People. I'm going to have a session IPA. Better damn well be a gold one.
Yeah. I only drink gold.
Nah, I only drink gold, bro.
Is it gold? No.
It's the only way I could see it with my light bar.
Silver who?
So, obviously, excellent. Mike, have you had the Coachman before? Was that your first time having
That's actually my first Society beer ever.
Oh, ooh, nice. Ooh,
break him
Society in Cherry Broken.
Consider yourself damned. I mean, forever wanting more.
Yeah, that was a really good session.
Nice. Light and clean. Approved.
Is everyone, any variances, problems with it? You society veterans now?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't enough.
That it's not close enough or there's not enough. That's the same two problems that we've always had.
It was just damn
vacuum
good.
Tubes.
It was big. The answer. And it was poured by Mike Sardina himself. He filled it himself.
He graced the chalice.
It was filled to the, like, you could not have fit any more beer into it.
He chose wisely.
None more beer shall go into this growler.
It was, let's see, about 3 days old, 3.5 days old, and sealed. And I mulled it down in an ice chest, so.
Job well done.
All right. It made it.
Your growler skills are solid.
Oh, yeah. My truck from San Diego to Fresno are solid. We also had, Riley's IPA, the Madeira's own Riley's Brewing.
Yeah.
Enjoyed a couple of those.
Making waves.
Yeah. Is it changing up a little bit from the OG?
Yeah, I've actually been updating it now. The latest batch we did, we changed some things up to dry it out a little bit, improve the dry hop, the aroma on it a bit. So I'm constantly reading and trying to learn as much as I can. IPA is my favorite style, so that's really what I'm trying to really nail down. And so now we've actually started. I've been allowed to go in and actually start changing things on the core beers.
Yeah.
Instead of just doing the new ones, actually improve the core ones. And so this was one of the first batches that. Been able
You're
to put out
there. Play with the core beers from Riley's.
Yeah, just update them, improve them, and some of them. There's, you know, Santo. There's really nothing to be done there. There's not much that you can do. It's such just a light beer, but something like the IPA that there's so much there that we can do while still keeping it that beer that people that drink it regularly are expecting.
Yeah,
you can't just go off the deep end and change it radically, but definitely can improve it, get it a little closer to what I think it should be.
Nice. It was good stuff. Also, we are all pails, all
IPAs
all over the friggin' place. courtesy of Mike here, or the 21st Amendment, the Toaster Pastry India IPA, red IPA. And this is like to celebrate the fact that they opened their East Bay location of brewing. And which was a former, former toasting factory.
Yeah, toaster pastry.
A Kellogg's factory, maybe, I guess. So it had biscuit malts, give the beer a nutty crust-like flavor. Dark crystal malts, mouthfeel flavors reminiscent of strawberry jam. So what did you guys think of that one?
It was drinkable.
It was drinkable, bro.
That's about all I'm thinking about that one. Here.
But you like the red stuff.
I do.
I need to hear it from you, man.
It wasn't necessarily the reddest or the bestest
that I've ever had. It's not red enough for you.
Not strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Needs more sure. red. Is that your quote on your untap check-in? Looking for more red. Where's my red?
I just want to know what 19.2 ounces. That's probably converts over to something.
This is an odd number, isn't it?
16.9 is 500.
7.6 alcohol, 74 IBUs. Toasty. Toaster pastry from 21st Amendment.
Toast. You get
so,
toasted.
So, there you go. You're caught up, man. That's all you need to know.
So what we're back we in the now.
Let's do something here.
Ooh.
That was crazy.
I love gold.
New beer entering the table, and this is courtesy of our extremely good friend that I don't think we were ever going to pay him back with the beer he sent to us.
With hugs and Chinese food.
All right, that's all you get, Mike. This is a Russian River beer. It is not a beer that you can get. It is called Ron Mexico. It was a beer specifically given to people at the 2015 AHA National Homebrewers Conference. That's what it is, a commemorative beer of this conference. I think Mike just basically gave us his bottle. I don't even know if he even had this at the conference or not, whether he had to have it and they got a bottle. But this, it's a 4.5. I'm trying to figure out what it is without going into the whole, because Russian River, it has a big story on here, but I don't think we all want to hear me
legend read it.
Boring.
Boring.
Covered wagons. How about
you? It involves Chuck Zimmerman.
Who?
And Carl and Derry, and there's references to HBC 438, which is an experimental hop, I think, or something.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So there's a lot of experimenting hops and
hops breeding company
things.
I'd like to experiment that beer in my glass.
So
if
it's
you
called,
will.
Yeah. I got the more beer out here. So. I don't even know what's going to happen, man. It could be.
I think could I be see drug. Fairies coming out.
There could be drugs in this. I don't know.
Well, it is from Mexico.
Ron Mexico from Russian River.
I'm willing to try any drugs once, I guess.
It's a whale, bro.
Whales, bro.
Whales, bro.
This might be my first official whale.
Bro, it's a whale.
Impossible. I don't get around.
I only drink whales when I'm on podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to rinse my glass just to make sure.
Oh
no. Terrible. Scratch that. I have a clean glass.
Did I just do it wrong?
Unperfect pour.
Like, did you get flakes?
That's one way of putting it.
You got some flakes in there?
Oh, now you tell
looks
me.
It's like a snow globe.
Now you tell me it's bottle condition.
Mine is.
Thanks, guys.
You got the top pour.
I got the top pour. I don't have any flakes. I got the best. I only get top pours.
I'm just going to pour this out and call.
Hey, guys.
Call Russian River tomorrow and complain.
Yeah. I'm going to send them an angry email.
Excuse me, but your Ron Mexico bear has flakes.
There's sediment in my bear.
Guess what? Learn how to brew, Russian River.
I think I found a bad batch. Can I get a better one?
Somebody told me that there's sediment. That means it's bad.
Trying to get the style off this aroma. I'm not.
It's your style. You should guess this.
Really?
It's just Pliny with a different label.
Well, you can peel it off. It's right behind
me. Yeah. That's right. Oh, look at that.
They're like, just give them Pliny and put a Ron Mexico label on it.
They'll never know.
They think they know what they're doing. They don't know.
These suckers will drink anything.
Doing.
See, I told
Watch them. They'll start saying like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
You give up yet?
It's effervescing in my mouth.
This is your style. This should be.
Well, obviously it's light. I'm going to say it's a session IPA.
Session Pliny.
So it is in the sessionable region, but they classify it as an American IPA.
Oh, okay.
I don't get how he's supposed to get that.
It is.
Mikey's the hophead of the show.
I'm the hophead. Yeah, I'm the hophead on the perfect pour. I'm kind of a big deal.
Finishes like candy.
It's like the nose is just like citrus rind for some reason. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Grapefruit rind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit old, but.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, it's a little bit old.
That's it.
Yeah. It's like old rind.
Man, I wish we had some Rebel IPAs. Just
dude, let's wash this down with Rebel. Go to that fucking party.
Limo with Jacuz will be here shortly to pick you up.
Okay. Then I'll go.
I will say I was the 650th person to check into that Ron Mexico. Wow. So
that seems
to give you an idea of how rare that is.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. Why are we drinking this? We should be saving it forever.
Forever.
And ever. Until one day when we bring it out.
It was super easy to drink because mine's all gone.
And you and
now life sucks. I've had a Ron Mexico. There's no more.
And I quit.
Oh, and now I've got more.
Oh, and he's back. Yes. I have a feeling this episode is going to be very silent because of all the drinking we're actually going to be doing on the episode.
There's just dregs now, so.
Who will take?
Who wants Ron's dregs?
Might as well be backwash.
Yeah, excuse us while we enjoy our beer.
Wow. And so not everybody has given us five caps.
Oh, yeah. Give me somebody's beer nerd. Like, oh, my God. I can't believe they made this. I give this 2.5 stars.
How about this? Very different. I get a dill aftertaste.
The cool thing about Untappd is you don't get too many heavy like duty like criticisms of beer. It's usually
this IPA more is positive. Too
yeah, it's very it was too dark. Very basic.
I almost had a heart attack.
You want to get crazy?
I thought this said even better with a little lime on it.
What?
I was like, wait a minute.
No. What the hell just happened? You're doing it wrong.
Even better with a little thyme on it.
Okay.
Very surprising. Hmm.
Oh, so they had, they had it then at the conference and then had their bottle later.
Whoa, it's different. A flavor I can't place.
Whoa, bro.
Thank you. Can't place it either.
Yeah. Nice session IPA or hoppy American pale ale.
Hmm. That was easy to drink them. Damn it. It's over.
Piney and dank. I don't think this guy's drinking the right beer.
No. I'm not getting that at all.
Just throwing words out. I know people say piney and dank, so here we go. Piney, dank. Now I'm a stud.
Notes of cut grass and, I'm mowing the lawn.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, no really shocker. No shocker on taps. Everyone just throwing it love at its way.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of who made it.
Well, yeah. Better not say anything. Kick your ass.
Yeah, Mikey will come personally kick your ass for a bad untapped review.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, Russian River.
This is my boy. Never met him.
He's my boy. All right. Well, some things happening out there in the culture of world of culture. Tower Brewfest, did you guys go? I know at least one of you guys dudes went.
I was holding down the garden.
Oh, yeah, the work.
Oh, man, you missed out on the mango pineapple sancha.
I did.
That was fantastic.
Mango pineapple sancha.
Don't want to hear about it.
We'll make some more. Okay. It was so popular that it was like, yeah, we need to make some more of this.
You blew the keg?
Oh, yeah. It was the first. It actually blew before the hard root beer. It blew us all away. I'm like, were you serious? Uh-huh. People were coming, into the gate, going straight to us. Oh, we heard about the mango pineapple sancha. Like, I guess my social media post worked.
Yeah. And the sancha is the what style?
It's the honey blonde.
Yeah, the honey blonde.
Made with real honey.
Honey blonde, you put mango.
Mango and pineapple these amaretti flavorings that they're the first ingredient was pineapples and mangoes and this stuff. And it's basically just concentrate. And so we just took those and tested them out to figure the dosage rate and threw them all into a keg, racked fresh beer onto there, shook it up to carb it and mix it up, took that out to the fest, you know, a couple few days after that. So it was just blasting in the face with pineapple, and the mango was there and there, kind of playing support. The stuff that we used, some of the pineapple, it had actual like bits of pineapple in it. So tried to let it settle out as much as possible, but the first, you know, first pours off of them, they're pretty chunky. But towards the end, it cleared up a bit.
My pour's chunky.
Yeah, I tell people, like, you're going to get some pineapple bits. And somebody actually come up to get some and poured it for them. And we told them, oh, it's mango pineapple. Like, oh, I'm allergic to pineapple. Like, don't drink that.
Do not drink it. There is actual pineapple.
Yeah.
So. Much like Tioga's cucumbier. Like, yes, it's going to taste like cucumber.
Mm-hmm. It tastes too much like
cucumber. Getting, like, cucumber taste from this beer.
See? I expect it to be more subtle in the cucumber.
It's called cucumber. Just saying.
Cucumber, cucumber.
Just saying.
Just saying. So, yeah. Did you get anyone to come up to you and say, there's like mango and pineapple. There's too much mango and pineapple in this.
Yeah, I didn't get too much of that. It's kind of surprising. I'm sure they're probably telling their friends and not telling us.
Your hard root beer is like,
walk away.
Tastes like root beer.
Yeah.
Why does your hard root beer taste so much like root beer?
I don't know.
It's too sweet.
Sorry, bro.
It's root beer. It's sugar water. Of course, it's sweet.
It's root beer. Yeah, I don't like.
Stout's too dark.
I don't like my root beer sweet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have had somebody tell me that. Oh, you should make something that's sweet and dry. Like, you don't really know what you're talking about, do you?
I can't physically do that.
Make something that's both tall and short.
I want something tall but looks short.
Okay. All right. It's like Matt from really far away.
Matt from a weird angle.
Yep.
Nice.
That guy looks tall, but he's short. No, wait.
He's just far away.
Wait, bro. So, were you roaming around there, Matt?
Matt. Wow.
God, yeah. I haven't done that.
Were you Matt?
Damn it. I haven't done that in like a year and a half, all right?
No friends anymore.
Let's ask Matt.
Nick.
I eventually made it out to the Tower Beer Festival. Brew Festival.
Brewing Festival.
And I saw
one. Was everyone brewing like crazy? Like, Brew Festival!
They were.
Everyone's like brewing their beer.
People were getting scalded from boiling hot water and... There was a hop toss, like they had a hop cannon, and they were shooting hops into each other's barrels.
That's what a brew festival should be.
Yeah,
just everyone, it's just fucking everyone's going crazy brewing shit.
Yeah, and there was a jester, and he'd walk around and he'd
try to mess you up.
Yeah, he'd dump a bag of flour in your mash.
It's like Cutthroat Kitchen, but with brewers. Who wants the bid on this jester will come and mess up the other one's brewing.
Yeah. Someone will pee in a bright tank. And
it's like the Blue Dogs.
Blue Dogs.
Let's make a Fresno beer. We're going to make asphalt. Asphalt flavoring.
We need lots of smog.
Asphalt and chilies.
Smog flavoring.
Can we harness some of the smog you have?
Tacos.
Ooh, taco beer.
Fig, taco,
grapes. Fig, smog, grapes, tacos, smog. Asphalt.
Doritos Locos, fire shell.
Like, Taco Bell shells. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I just did an Australian accent for Brew Dogs. I'm sorry.
Nice. I don't want to go back to the original Brew Fest. I want to go to this one. We just go there.
Hardcore. Yeah. But, like, what was, do you have any favorite beers? That you can recall, or should we say that for your Mincot? I don't know.
I think I'll say my favorite for Mincot, but the surprise of the day was that Sequoia Brewing had good beer.
Oh!
And people actually recommended it.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Like Sequoia, right?
You said Sequoia, didn't you?
You said Sequoia.
Right?
Pointing at their building right there.
Yeah.
That place right there.
The place.
They were oddly enough right next to their own building. So, yeah, that would work in both cases.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a surprise. They had a wet hopped IPA, and I heard they had a barrel aged. Maybe, was it barrel aged or was it oak chipped? So it was supposed to be like a barrel aged beer, but it was on oak chips.
Aged on oak, not aged in oak.
Yeah. Something to that effect. I didn't get to try that one because it was gone by the time I got to their booth. But the wet hop IPA was surprising, and it was actually pretty good. So that was the shock of the day. The cool thing of the day was warthogs were in attendance. And they had
Scotty B was there.
Scotty B. Hey guys, I'm hanging out at the brew.
Did he have his own table? Like we said, he should have his own booth.
He had a Game of Thrones type throne.
He's just on it. It's a throne made of bottles, kegs, and growlers,
mash paddles.
Yeah.
So you're at a beer festival already, right? What could be even more epic than inserting a beer tasting into a beer festival, which in turn made its own beer festival? The Warthogs brought, I think, 11. Mike might know because he had one of them in there. I think 11 different beers.
Yeah, they had nine. I saw they had
maybe
at 1.9 on draft.
Yeah,
they probably had more than that.
So you could have spent a couple of bottles, could have seriously spent your whole day at their booth alone, just tasting different beers from the Warthogs.
Nice.
And they let the participants vote on their favorite beer. Didn't have to be style correct or anything. It was just, what's your favorite beer? Which one do you like the best? And the winner got a cup presented to by the Tower marketing committee.
Cool.
So that was pretty cool. That was the coolest thing I've seen happen in a long time in Fresno.
Gabe Garcia with his black IPA.
That's exactly what
winner it was. Gabe Garcia. What? How could it not been Scotty B?
I know. Scotty brought a nice beer, a nice Belgian.
Well, that's Belgian why I didn't win. I think it was
Belgian.
Brought the damp beer.
Yeah, bad mistake, bro.
He had a damp beer.
Oh, okay.
A steam beer.
Oh, yes, it was a steam beer. That's right. But he said, watch out, it's banana-y. I was like, I'm still going to try it, Scotty. I'm still going to try it. Because Scotty knows how to brew a beer.
But
Nick doesn't like banana-y.
But steam, banana, and Belgian are definitely a minority in Fresno.
Yeah, it all worked.
But Scotty B's just trying to stretch the limits of Fresno's taste, man.
Right?
He's trying to do important work, Scotty B's doing.
Just doing what every good brewer would ever do.
Ooh. Ooh,
what's that?
I love gold.
From Riley's Brewing.
Whoa.
Imagine that. Rain Dance Imperial Stout. This is new to me.
I swear, if it rains tomorrow.
Oh, it was crazy. We actually had this out up in Sacramento at the Brewer Showcase. And yeah, the next Monday coming back home, it was raining. And then, of course, the morning of the Tower Beer Fest, where we were reporting this as well. It seemed like everybody in Fresno was woken up about 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy clash of thunder, and it rained a little bit that morning.
Kool-Aid Man was trying to break through your roof.
I live kind of close to where the train switching station.
Yeah, you hear that boom.
I hear that all the time, and I thought something
middle of the night too.
Yeah, I was like, how do people who actually live close to it deal with that? Because it wakes me up sometimes.
I lived for forever, but somewhat by there, the UP switching station in Fresno, and the trains collide, and it sounds like a huge explosion at 3 in the morning, and you're not used to it. You're like, what the hell was that? Yeah. And after a while, you're like, oh, it's just the trains. Yes.
I would say we did have epic weather. I'm surprised it wasn't a bigger turnout. I heard only 800 or so people came to the brew festival, which means there's plenty of elbow room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Usually it's hot as shit, and everyone's searching for shade.
No, it was very nice weather.
Packed in there.
That was last year. I wore like a 100% polyester shirt, and it was black. And it was like, that day was like 96, and I was just like, oh my God.
What have I done?
Why am I torturing myself?
Why do I hate myself so much?
I did get to try this at the, this was, I think, the only Riley's beer I got to try at the festival.
Was it a stout going around right now? Stout. I'm liking this.
First one that we've done, the actual real big beer. We just got labels the other day and just slapped them on. We had brewed this, you know, a few months back, knowing that we could sit on it in our cold box and it'll be fine. It's not like the IPA. So we brewed it and then had to wait around for the labels. We finally got those in. So the bottles we were pouring at Tower Beer Fest. We actually didn't have labels on them. But yeah, this is pretty much, we brewed this last year as kind of a test batch thing for Suds in the City and had it poured out there, and we had, you know, huge, great feedback on it. We're like, we're making this for next year, and here we are. We have it made, and we're going to have this, actually, this beer aged in a barrel from Seven Stills of San Francisco. They had made a whiskey from a chocolate porter. I got a couple of those barrels, and so we put some of this into that.
Nice.
We're going to blend it back with the base beer because we're over-oaking it, and that's what is going to be our special beer out at Suds in the City this year.
Nice.
So look for that. Just picked this up. They picked up just about everything that we had. We're kind of wanting to hold some back to release next year, as mm-hmm. you know, this year's release, but doesn't look like that's going to be able to happen. It'll just be a couple of bottles. But hopefully as we get doing these kind of beers, we'll be able to do them every year, hold some back, and be able mm-hmm. to start doing mm-hmm. some verticals and
nice.
All the stuff all the other cool kids get to do.
Start doing cool beer geek shit.
Yeah. And this is also actually the first one that has our new label look on it that mm-hmm. we've released. Again, just updating our labels, just trying to really find our identity, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from it. A lot of it having to do with the description on it, actually describing the beer that you're going to get, the little maltiness, bitterness, color kind of icons that I saw on Mike Hess cans that I really dug it. Because mm-hmm. people who don't know, they can just look at it, boom, they know exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah.
So now it's got all that on it. There's so much more info that before it didn't have any info at all, and that was always a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
So this is what our new look is going to be like going forward, just changing the colors, changing the silhouette stuff, all that stuff. But we're really happy with how it looks. Dance
Imperial Stout. Look for it in all places that carry Riley's.
Yeah, definitely noticed that you guys have picked a lot of eye-catching colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a cool thing. They're not necessarily pastel, but it's usually, you know, at a store, Green Flash is usually the only colored label that like snag your eye because they're all next to each other. And I think you guys are kind of headed that same direction, but a much more appealing color scheme than Green Flash.
Yeah, they go with a bit of neon fluorescent look a lot. Like, but I mean, eventually you're going to run out of color. You got to start doing something different.
Yeah. On the tasting notes, it says hints of coffee, dark fruits, and this and that. Is it just like a straight up stout?
Yeah, there's nothing, none of that added. That was just kind of my tasting notes from it.
Cool.
I put there, you know, notes of oak that I get actually quite a bit of oakiness mm-hmm. from it, and it's not oaked, not this one.
Yeah, that's what I like. Some people say that you don't need to add stuff to stouts, and they just need to be straight up, but just how malt is roasted and how you take care of beer, like you said, it could have flavorings. You could think stuff like that's added.
Yeah. Yeah, then this is just straight, all grain, nothing added to it.
That's cool.
Kind of on the tamer side of bitterness as far as Imperial Stouts go, but but at the same time, if you want a really bitter Imperial Stout, those are already out there.
Yeah.
You know, trying to do stuff that fills a niche that
mm-hmm.
maybe there's not this kind of beer out there, and so got to be different somehow.
This definitely would train people how to drink a 9.5. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
It's sipping like an 8. 7, 8 to 8. Not a 9.5.
So it's a session beer.
Yeah.
It's
session stout.
This easy drinking.
This is borderline what I call personal beer fest. You definitely don't want two of those, but one of them you'll be feeling pretty good. One bottle.
It's going to get us in trouble here. Yeah. Just wait for the next about an hour from right now, what we'll be like.
Dude!
Well, there's a lot of stuff to jam into looking out for that might be also culture, like something from Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah.
That I think is something in the looking out for section. So was there any other culture things other than that reference right there?
I just wanted to have a quick what the fuck moment.
Uh-oh. Woo! Oh, my goodness.
It's a new segment. Okay, so we've always been testing ground for food in town in Fresno, food in different campaigns and things like that.
Yeah.
A year ago, We never would have thought that we would have seen Alpine, Founders, Kern River, or Maui Brewing in Fresno, and those are now things.
Yeah.
So that's my what the fuck moment, because those are now things, and I'm like, what am I going to chase now? I mean, I'm going to be drinking all this delicious beer and be happy, but what am I going to chase?
Yeah, really? Well, that's the thing. Like, now Modern Times, whether legally or not legally, Modern Times is popping up in Fresno now.
Yeah.
It feels like we've seen this before with other like St. Archer, you know, now it's the devil. But before when St. Archer started
popping. Did you say the devil?
Did you say the devil? Bobby, don't put in that foosball. when St. Archer started creeping into Fresno, we're like, oh shit, St. Archer and blah, blah, blah. And like, we started going crazy. And before you knew it, St. Archer was everywhere, and we're like, eh,
meh. Meh.
So, like, it feels like
we're that damn at that coffee brown.
Modern time. Like, all we've been talking about is Modern Times for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like we're nearing that same preface.
One, too.
Yeah. Modern Times is like, there's a little hole in the dike at Whole Foods. And now, like, or not.
Cost Plus, sorry.
I get Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the lame beer store?
Yeah.
Whole Foods now?
Not Whole Foods. Yeah, the just like the regular, very bland.
Cost the regular.
Places. Cost Plus is marginal with furniture. That's how you describe them.
So it's starting to eke its way with Cost Plus. And now other places are starting to get it somehow, some way.
We'll
just say that. So it just feels like we're a few months away from just Modern Times being everywhere.
But that was just the thing. Like, there, all three of us probably had a St. Archer beer. Whether you're for or against them being bought out, you were just like,
this is pre bought out, bro.
The point being, their six packs were priced correctly, and so that's why you're buying it. You're like, I need a six pack that'll get me through the week. This is within reason. But now you're probably just as, you know, whether you're spending $6.99 on that six pack, now you'll probably just go, I'll just grab a Just Outstanding and just call it good.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Just have a Just Outstanding. What the hell?
Now that we're getting, what's with that explosion?
Yeah, how'd
that
Kern Rivers.
All the way up into Turlock they've gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
10 boring. East Tap House. Yeah.
Boring.
Like, we thought we were special. Nope. Everybody's getting
Kern River now. Turlock gets it. So, like, what's out there realistically that we – I mean, Rush River is not changing their tune.
No.
So, forget them. Like, what
– I mean, we got Drake's. We're getting – I think Track 7's about getting here.
Oh, there's that's Rose, there's one. You think Track 7's going to be coming here?
Delta just posted a photo. They're getting cans and bottles.
Cans? I didn't think Track 7 had cans.
So, Panic is coming in cans.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know. I think they have at least three brands, but I know Panic is probably the first one we'll see in can.
Wow.
And it's a silver can with the decal on it.
Nice. It was just Sacramento's Track 7. Going to finally come to Fresno.
But that's just, you know.
I'm going to have to go with Ska Brewing.
Ska.
I think that's one we don't get enough of.
But does Ska even come to California?
Only by Beer Ferry.
So California in general needs Ska.
You can get it in San Diego.
Can you?
Okay. I didn't see it when I was down there, but I only went to like one place that has lots of bottles. So,
well, is Ska? Are they Sheldon Brothers?
No, I don't know. They're out of Arizona, right? Isn't that one we got from?
No,
McShane?
They're Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Ska is Colorado.
Colorado. We got it from McShane, though. That's why.
Yeah.
I thought.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, what's like the next? Realistically. Yeah. What's somebody that we could get that we can be pissed off about? Because that's all we have. We have to be pissed off about a beer that's not here.
What else are we going to do?
Modern Times just floods the market in here. We're going to have to shut it down.
No, I posted to our page and Jake from State Farm was meh. He's like, had it.
Yeah, I've had
it. You know, he sees it all the time in Bakersfield now. So it's an NBD.
Okay, I got one. Great Divide. Doesn't come here yet.
All right.
We will always search out for that.
Solid. Yeah.
All right.
Good one.
That's going to be our next. That's going to replace Modern Times.
Cigar and Great. Yep.
Cigar City.
Cigar City and Great Divide.
Yeah.
There you go. Case closed.
Well, I mean, if Founders comes here, which we think probably it will.
Yeah. As much people speculate, they're probably dealing with territory issues because that's just how California is. There's so many.
They're full of liberals.
Liberal sons of bitches.
Now there's just a lot of Bud houses and Coors houses and
Bud houses.
Certain people get certain things and they have certain jurisdictions. And once they figure that out, we'll probably see.
What was territorial pissing?
It's a boondoggle.
Territorial pissing?
Or is that Pantera?
No, that's Nirvana.
Nirvana. God damn it,
Nick.
I know. Not the biggest Nirvana fan.
I'll just edit that out. Right. So any hate mail?
By that, he means you in all of the podcast shows. Yes.
I'm gonna have to edit out all of Nick.
117.
Everything that Nick has ever said because of that one statement. Now Nick is erased from the Perfect Four. From here on, I'm to sorry. Forth.
Nick who?
It's Allison Chains. Or go home.
Hey. I don't think. I don't. That's a fine statement, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still, Nirvana, bro.
It's good thing I'm sitting down at this end of the table.
Voicemails.
Oh, really?
We got a lot of stuff still to do, but we're in voicemails right now. We just have one this week. 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. We'd like to call, like you to call us. We can't call you. I don't know what your number is. We don't expect us to call you.
Say, hey, what's going on? We're a beer podcast. What are you doing?
We can't just randomly call you.
We're a beer podcast.
You got to call us with things.
Hi, do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior? Craft beer.
Craft beer. Why, yes, I do.
I was about to hang up. Oh, shit.
559-492-0542. Put it in your phone and call us with stuff like this.
What's up, Perfect Tour? It's Cole Morgan from Oregon.
What?
Again, I just got out of traffic across the Oregon-Washington border, heading up to Seattle for the weekend.
Seattle.
Sadly, I'm missing the Fresh Hop Festival that's going on in Portland this weekend. Ooh. So it's a little disappointing,
so
but
many
I'll
fucking
enjoy some good beers
festivals.
Up in C-Town. A little question for you guys. Me and the bros have been debating over how much of a beer do you have to drink to check it into Untappd. Buddy the other day, he checked in all the flights of tasters he has. And I'm on the side that I like that.
Ooh.
I think you got to drink a whole beer if you're going to check into Untappd, not just a little skimpy 2 ounces. I don't want none of that. So want to hear you guys' thoughts on that. Just finished up you guys' live episode.
Ooh.
What a kick butt. Keep it up.
Wow.
Keep drinking beer. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. You didn't hear the live version of that episode. You said kick butt. You heard the recorded version, the edited version.
Previously recorded program.
That is a good question. It's an internal question. Because sometimes I'll have a sip of producer Becky's beer. And I'll be like, is that enough for Untappd? And I usually won't. I'm like, a sip of somebody's beer is not enough for Untappd. Now, for me, a taster is not, and I'm not talking about like sometimes like a free taster, somebody like, can I get a taster of that? And some places will just give you like a little freaking, like barely even in technically in a glass taster. And I was like, like, come on, dude, whatever. That doesn't count. But if I'm getting like a 4 ounce taster, like we use here, taster glasses, I think that qualifies. I don't know. What do you guys?
To me, it depends on what you're trying to prove. If you're trying to remember,
you're trying to prove your beer, bro.
I mean, if you're trying to get badges and show off to people and look at my unique count and all those things, yeah, you should be stricter on what counts. But you know, if I want to make notes that I have at least tried something to any extent, or, you know, I've been somewhere, that's it. You know, at a beer festival, I'm going to try to go through 20, 30 beers. And if I had 20, 30 full tasters, you'd be 20, 30 full wrecked, is my point.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Damn it.
That's all I got to say about that.
So coming from the brewery perspective, I run our Untappd, as far as, you know, keeping track of check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some good use when people say, oh, it tastes like this, it tastes like that, and some off flavors. If it's just random here and there, like, okay, well, you didn't like the beer, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the same place keeps checking in, oh, it's buttery, well, then I know there's an issue there.
Yeah.
And then just getting feedback from people, especially since we don't have a tap room or a brew pub like most breweries do, where we can get direct info, you know, feedback from people.
No, you still see it on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to.
If somebody cowboys. Goes to a brew fest and has just a sip of our beer, then, yeah, I want to hear what they have to say. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hate on them because they didn't buy a full beer.
I hate
my
you.
Take on it.
Was that a full beer? I hate you.
That was voicemails 559-4920-542. All right, right now
that was it.
We're everybody, clear two glasses. Are you listening? Clear two glasses. We need two clean glasses. We have a dump. We have a dump pint. That's that what because that's what for? Shaker glasses are good for. Dumping beer.
This house is clear.
And the reason we need two clean, clear glasses. Because we are about to do
head-to-head challenge,
side-by-side, something I don't even know if we've done a side-by-side of something.
I don't think we've had this kind of opportunity.
Hold on.
A side-by-side.
Head-to-head.
Head-to-head.
Kern River Brewing. Out of
who?
The fucking woods. San Diego, not Kern River.
Calm down.
We should have done this earlier.
Start over.
We should have done this earlier.
Alpine Brewing from Alpine, California, in the woods above San Diego, versus Green Flash Brewing. They both brewed a Nelson.
They both
the famous brewed Nelson, Nelson from Alpine. It is a Golden Rye IPA.
Oh,
now. We have, because of Mike Sardina from Society Brewing, he gave this, he especially loves us, apparently.
I just want to let you know that's the only reason I'm doing this, right?
Yeah. And he gave us these. We have a bottle from Alpine and a bottle from Green Flash. It is the same beer, same style, same everything, but Green Flash bottled one and the original Alpine bottled one. So. We get to do taste the side by side, and the Green Flash bottle is it is a different style bottle. Mr. Bearded Brewer would know as he used to work the bottling line,
mm-hmm.
which like what the difference is here. So, Green Flash, you can actually see Green Flash has their logo.
Yeah, they're
in
not being bashful the on this.
They're not trying to hide it.
No
smoke and mirrors here.
Different label. I mean, same colors, but the Alpine bottle says made by Alpine. The Alpine bottle to me makes me think of, I think it's Samuel Smith, I think is the one that uses
bit.
This.
Yeah.
No, not
just like a bigger version of the Samuel Smith.
Yeah,
bottle.
Yeah. But I mean, and Green Flash just has their own dye. I mean, they are big enough that they could pay a glass mm-hmm. company.
Well, yeah, they to have make the their embossed own. Logo right on
the glass. In the glass.
Right, yeah, embossed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what got me when I saw them posted on the internet. I was like, oh, hey, look. Oh, that's Alpine. And they're like, look
that's
at the bottle.
That's not Alpine.
Look at the bottle.
And what's interesting about the Green Flash version, too, on the label, it says under Nelson, it says Golden Rye IPA. But the Alpine version just says Nelson. It doesn't reference a gold.
You figure it out.
So what you need to know is Nelson.
So here we go, man.
Yeah, I previously had no idea it was a Golden Ray.
Yeah, see, I didn't either.
You're welcome.
You figure it out. I don't have to sit here and tell you.
That was the Green Flash bottle.
I give that bottle opening a 2. that's a 7.
That was the Alpine bottle. Okay, what I'm going to do is put the left side for me so I can remember is going to be the Green Flash. Left Green Flash. Refresh.
I will also follow that.
All right.
My left will be Green Flash.
Right will be Alpine.
Psst. Which one's your left?
Your left is your other right.
Your left is the one that's not your right.
It's your other right.
Psst. Which one's my right?
The one
one you touch yourself with.
Oh, okay. That one I know.
Stranger danger. Wait, which one?
It's going around the table. Now Nick is already confused.
I'd almost say that the green flash
is comparing colors now. We have not drank.
The green flash almost looks a skosh more unfiltered, if you can.
I believe the correct term is squee.
A squee different.
I think the green flash is a little cloudier.
Which I fear because...
Which I would think would be the opposite.
Because more clarification could mean you're missing more stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking like green flash would have been clearer.
But I've used both of these glasses before, and the Alpine still has that eighth inch of head. Whereas the green flash doesn't.
Oh. See, my green flesh has a lot of head. Maybe it's the way I poured it. I have almost no head from the Alpine. We're tasting aroma now.
Oh, I'm Instagramming,
Nick's,
sorry.
Nick's busy Instagramming.
Ooh.
I'm getting more aroma from the green flesh.
That was the left one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Left one, right. No, right one, left.
A little more almost cheesiness from the...
Interesting. All right. Uh-oh. Beard's tasting. I'm tasting.
What was the date difference on these? How close are they?
That's a good question.
That's assuming they put a date.
I have a hard time saying that these are the same beer.
Okay,
so I will agree with that. I'm having a hard time saying that it's the same exact beer. To me, the Green Flash, true to style, seems a little bit more of a palate wrecker than the Alpine. The Alpine, to me, tastes just a hair smoother.
So here's the difference in philosophies between the two breweries. Green Flash says best by 21st March of 2016. It's a hell of a shelf life.
Oh, wow. Right up here.
Alpine.
Did you bring it back from the future?
Yeah. From the future. Alpine says, drink Alpine ale or go to bed.
That's there.
Yeah. We don't give
now,
a shit.
Drink just, it now or just don't. Just go away.
Yeah. Just don't waste my time, motherfucker. Alpine bottle, no date whatsoever. Bottled on or drink by.
Well, Mike Sardina had just come down from Alpine. I'm assuming he had just brought it from the brewery, but maybe it was another bottle that he had, but I didn't catch that exactly. But he did have lunch at Alpine and then came back down the hill to the brewery.
That would be my assumption, is that the places that normally got Alpine, which is few and far between in the San Diego area, and Alpine store itself, still get the true Alpine bottles. And I would imagine everything outside that threshold would get Green Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did go into the Whole Foods in the San Diego area. It was a little north of San Diego. The place that has the racetrack. You San Diegans know it.
Carlsbad.
No.
No?
Not Carlsbad.
No.
And they have, there's Green Flash, Green Flash's Alpine everywhere. They have plenty of it. Like, there's three different Alpines, and it's just it's just like any other beer in the Whole Foods, if you can believe that.
To me, it may just be my brain, but to me, it's like the Alpine Nelson is the hot blonde, and then the Green Flash Nelson is the hot blonde with that bleached her hair too much. Too blonde.
The San Diego blonde.
Yeah.
You're saying it's just the Green Flash is just more in your face.
More Fruit Loops.
To me, it seems like it's wrecking me just a little bit more. I every time I go back to it, it's just as harsh. And to me, every time I hit the nails.
It is more in the face. The Green Flash is more in the face. I don't know what that means, though. I don't know if that means it's better or worse for me.
Sorry about this section of the podcast. It's a bunch of, I don't know.
I told you it'd be silent.
We're trying to figure out shit here. Trying to be real, man.
I mean,
be real.
Kid you not, I'll drink both. I mean, I love going to Yard House, and I love getting duets at Yard House, which is
see, duets flash, my Alpine. Favorite. My favorite Alpine.
I have a Green Flash duet in the fridge. Personal collection. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, it's on the top shelf what? On the no, right. No, is shut that what up, you? Oh, okay, I'll go get that no, right
that's
now.
That's Becky's area. The left is my area.
But do you have a hobby birthday?
I didn't get one. I could have too. I had one on draft, but we'll get to that as we get to Ben Kodrigan. As we still try and figure out this
the dilemma, conundrum.
The conundrum that is Green Flash versus Alpine.
I'm still saying Alpine.
They're different. I mean, they are. Can we?
You always have to say Alpine.
Can we agree on that? They're different. They're not the same. Like, I can't, like, they're different.
I still think they're both amazing. They're not dramatically brews, different, but I though. Think they're different enough to where you're. I mean, even if somebody was, say, one of us was BJCP certified, that I think you could pick out one from the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can pick out something, somebody that's certified could pick out something.
But could they pick out. Oh, if they had not had it before, like, oh, this is Green Flash's version. Oh, this is Alpine's version.
Chances are they could say one is better than the other. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm betting it's oxygen content in the beer.
Mike, does that sound like something educated to say?
I do kind of, like I said, kind of pick up almost a cheesy aroma flavor off of the Alpine one that personally I'd prefer the Green Flash one.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think Green Flash, being as big as they are, they've got the means to limit oxygen pickup.
Well, yeah, hands
but
down.
I have no idea what Alpine has or even Green Flash has. So that's just a shot in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot in the dark.
And again, we have no idea what the date is on the other one, so it's kind of hard to
right.
straight across compare them.
Can you give us something that a really beer geeky term that we can shut down anybody? If we go into, you know, Goldstein's or something and have this discussion, then we can make them look stupid. Like, actually, it's the oxygen. We can compare. And then they look dumb. And then we can walk away and feeling proud of ourselves and hold our beard up high. Except for Nick, he doesn't have a beard.
What?
I don't have a beard?
Damn it!
That was a fine time to tell me.
Is it true?
Sorry, bro. I didn't want to be the one to tell you. I figured your brother would tell you, but I
totally would have brought my beard if I'd known. All you guys were bringing beards.
Nobody told me to bring my beard.
It's almost November. He'll grow it.
Oh yeah,
I'm used to it by now.
It's Halloween season.
You have to grow it.
And this is Halloween.
November.
There's only so many costumes that involve a beard.
All the best ones.
All the besties. All right. Well,
no
who
Ron
wants to
Burgundy.
Go first? Ben got drinking.
I'll get it over with.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
I've been drinking a lot of stone smoked porters because those have been in my fridge.
Where those thanks. Come from?
Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Greg from SD Beer Talk. And they have been going down good. I finished off my Rostaller cans, the Captain, the black IPA. I had the beer I didn't give to Mikey. Sorry, Mikey.
What the hell, bro?
The Left Eye, Right Eye from Track 7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. The panic was fresher.
You're a bigger rye guy than I am,
yeah, so
that's
okay.
I appreciate that.
What was it? So that Modern Times blip that we talked about that happened, I sent my guy Zach. I was like,
I got a Modern Times guy.
I think he was like,
I got a Modern Times guy.
I think he was doing his weekly report, and I was like, dude, you ain't doing fucking nothing. Go up and get me some beer.
Give me some beer, yeah.
So he picked me up a Fortunate Islands.
Nice.
Just one can, and you know, I told him, he was just like, dude, this is all they had left. And I'm all, if there is a wheat beer that I am going to drink, it is that beer.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Finished off my Buku six pack. Not a terrible thing. And then from the Kess Brewing, I don't know the full name. It's hard to pronounce, but there's Export Porter 1715. It was something I picked up from the Spokeezies.
The Spoke.
It was a recommendation, and it was enjoyable.
Reco. All right. Nick?
Word. You ready for the Tower Beer Fest?
Oh, my review? God. Were you able to check in everything that you had at the beer festival?
I was able to
beer
check in.
Beer festivals are tough, man.
So hopefully my memory serves me correctly.
What, because of shitty internet connection? Or just
no, because every time I was going to check in, I started talking to someone. And I was like, oh, I'll just do this later.
Freaking people, and they're then, wanting to talk. I hate that shit.
And then they'd scurry off. Oh, I'm out of beer. Because when you only have 4 ounces of beer, it happens quickly. So,
oh, hey, you're Matt's brother.
They'd run away, and I'd turn around. Oh no, I got to talk to you, Tommy from House of Pendragon, my best friend. You got to talk to Tommy when you see him, because he's never out in public.
He's going to make a perfect pour
he's
beer.
He's busy opening a second brewery.
Oh, maybe.
No, for real. Yeah, he's opening a second brewery across the street from the first brewery. Out in Sanger.
Oh, like tasting room and
expansion.
Stuff?
No, expansion.
Okay.
Brew house, like the place he actually makes the beer. He's outgrown his first facility.
Right.
So he's building a newer,
just
bigger
for
one.
Brewing. Not, just there's for not going to be any public tasting.
Well, I think he does have hopes that the Create Here campaign will take off and he'll open a tap room downtown.
Yeah.
In cooperation with
Peter Kebab. Visalia's own pita kebab.
But yeah, he's opening a second facility to brew beer in, and then he has plans for his original facility to turn that into a farmhouse. Okay. Sorry, Tommy, if I'm spilling the beans.
Sorry, bro. We gotta get the information out, man.
It was cool to talk to him and see him, and you know, I tried his Oktoberfest beer, being the season.
Yeah,
just a nice traditional German beer. Oktoberfest Martzen. He was right next to the Warthogs booth, so I tried Scotty B's steam beer.
Yeah.
I tried somebody's smoked porter.
This guy.
The guest on our show.
Mike.
Too many mics.
Too many mics. Yeah. Good job on that, by
That's
the way.
That's why I'm Mike
E. Yeah, really nice smoked porter.
Should try it when you add a... maple bacon flavor to it.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's good.
Can I do that on my own, or do you have to do it?
Come over and try some at home.
I'll put bacon and maple syrup in my beer. I'm gonna have no trouble with that.
Just crumble it up.
Yeah. Just do the roll.
Call it bacon bits.
Bacon bits. They another one of the Warthogs made a farmhouse ale that was super sour on the nose, but the flavor cleaned up really well. I can't remember who brewed that one.
I think it was Sean.
Was that Sean's?
I think so.
Okay. It was good. It was really, really good. I tried Gabe's award-winning black IPA, and then there was an American strong ale. I can't remember who made that one either.
I think I got that one.
But, yeah, seriously, you could have had a personal beer fest on the Warthogs booth alone. Just so many good beers, and it was just neat to see all the different styles they could do with on homebrew scale systems. Like they were not afraid. They weren't just, oh, I got a Pilsner, here we go. Or I guess you couldn't do a Pilsner on a homebrew system, but a pale ale, you know.
You can. Oh yeah.
Okay, there you go.
No, I love the freedom of doing the homebrew stuff, and that's why I still kind of do some homebrew stuff. Like, yeah, I brew for a living, but still there's stuff that we could never do at the brewery that I still want to make and I still want to drink. Mm-hmm. So we do it on just a little 5 gallon batch system. Mm-hmm. The smoked porter is one that we probably would never make. We don't have the means to be making that and selling that. It's not something that you drink every day, but still something that I wanted to play around with and experiment with. And that's the freedom of the homebrew is being able to do that and throw in all these ingredients that would otherwise be prohibitively expensive. When you're only making 5 gallons, okay, it costs you an extra 50 cents to do that. Just throw it in.
Do it already.
Scale that up to 20, 40 barrels, and it starts to be a real, real big cost issue. So I really like the Warthogs were able to have a tent out there. We've always been real supportive of them. That's where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
A Warthog.
It's like, everybody in the Fresno area came from the Warthogs, man.
Yeah, Warthogs, I was really glad to see it. I want to see that club really grow, because it's just like a a breeding ground for beer geeks. And
yeah,
I'm surprised that more people don't come out as it is.
Right.
It's just all the meetings are just big bottle shares, potluck kind of things.
Ooh.
It's pretty good stuff.
Sorry, do they have Nelson come side by side?
Oh, they do, but it's Green Flash Nelson.
good luck. Good luck with that. All right.
So, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm listening, bro.
All right, man. So from there, I went to Tioga's booth. Tried
the Tioga?
Hills, yeah. The Tioga Sequoia. And there was a line out the door for the cake. So I said, screw ooh, that. Let's try their Pilsner because I'm going to miss that this weekend for their Oktoberfest.
What?
Saturday. I don't know what time. Sometime.
12 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah. Sunlight to not sunlight. Yeah, I'm going to miss that. They're going to have 1 liter Steins, custom logoed. And they did a traditional German Pilsner. Is it traditional Pilsner? I don't know. Some kind of Pilsner.
It's a German style Pilsner.
It is a German style Pilsner. I was talking to Mike Cruz and I was trying to understand what he said.
Yes.
And I was drinking by that point. So I tried the Pilsner over the cake and all the other beers because as soon as cake hit, the line went out the door. Like,
nice.
Yeah. They blew that one as they always do.
I just like that. Even the entire Brewfest can get like educated beer drinkers to start forming lines and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I've got to say, cake is probably one of my favorite beers of anybody.
Yes,
love that stuff wow, so much.
Well, you are in good company because they had a lot of people after that beer.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have a friend of mine over there at Tioga to bring me a cup since I was pouring our beer.
Yes. Nice,
very much appreciated.
Saw Jake from State Farm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was he wearing khakis?
He forgot his khakis. And I called him on that. He's like, good. Dude, I'm sorry. I got BS. To try Mad Duck finally. You should never
be in public without.
I still have not had Mad Duck.
Oh, yes. I've actually been in our new brew pub, Mad Duck.
Yeah.
You haven't? I have.
Finally tried their,
I've already had it.
Their Citra IPA. That was the big talk of the day.
Yep.
Sequoia, as I mentioned, they had a wet hop. You
okay with that Citra? Their Citra IPA, you remember?
Quite all right with that.
Remember?
I remember. It's no, Kern River Citra.
Well, no.
But it's a Citra.
Can't do that.
It's kind of hard to make a bad beer with Citra.
Yeah. It's a solid.
I remember that.
In your face, you know, extra hopped beer.
Mm-hmm.
Sequoia had a wet hop IPA that I tried. I got to try, like I said, the Rain Dance from Riley's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I heard every time I turned around, if someone said those Riley's, kids. It was followed by a hard root beer.
Yeah.
That was the talk of the day at the festival. That
steals the show.
Riley's, yeah. Hard root beer.
Oh, my God. Did you try the hard root beer? It tastes like root beer. I was like, wow. Yeah, that's okay.
It tastes like root beer.
Statement of the century.
I want to put that on the label.
Riley's hard root beer. It tastes like root beer.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your tasting notes.
Okay, but really does it.
But, I heard the Rain Dance was in attendance, so I had to go over and try that. Because I've never had a Riley's Stout before. I was like, oh, this is good.
Riley's Stout? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
This is working.
This is working for me.
And that's it. I think I stuck to mostly local vendors. I didn't
good job.
Go to...
You weren't hanging out the Hangar 24 booth?
No, Hangar 24. I heard a few people walked up to the Red Hook booth, and it was a food booth because it was just an easy up. A Red Hook easy up.
Serving lots of butter there.
Yeah. There was no Red Hook in attendance.
Wow. Yeah, was there an out-of-town brewer that brought anything interesting?
Not that I saw.
That's
trying to think of...
Firestone had hopefully. BDA.
Oh, how could I forget about Firestone? I'm so sorry.
Oh, hopefully, Citizen City can do better than that as far as outside of local. I mean, locals bring it, but... It, typically in Fresno, a brewer that's out of town doesn't really just sends their core beers, and there you go.
So the Suds in the City is claiming that they're asking the big beer to not apply, mm-hmm. and that they're asking everybody else to bring a core and a specialty.
Okay.
Two beers, but core and a specialty. So chances are, if Stone is there this year, hopefully they don't just have...
Ruination.
Yeah. Or...
IBA.
Pale 2.0.
Well, at least if they had Pale 2.0, that's enjoyable. But, you know...
It's enjoyable, but does it meet the criteria? Yeah.
But maybe they could have Enjoy By.
Yeah.
It'll be, you know...
Yeah, that'd be something.
It's on the 24th. Enjoy By is 10/31. It's hitting town.
Mm-hmm.
Could be cool. That'd be groundbreaking for Stone, but that could happen at this Suds.
Well, yeah, plus an actual brewery rep, not a volunteer, right?
Well, that's the thing. We do have Corey, but, you know, that guy's fucking busy.
Fucking busy.
Stop being busy.
Right?
All right, well.
Oh, no. We know, Mike. We know.
Drinking.
Oh, Mike, what have you been drinking?
In Southern California.
Oh, do we have time for this?
We don't, but hey, I got to do it.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Were all these beers served in glasses or on females?
No, unfortunately. Shots.
Were they out of hollowed out horns?
Sadly, that's why he was asking how much of a taster you need to check in.
Yeah.
Does the belly button
taste?
How many ounces does a human belly button hold?
Did you have hollowed out like horns from animals or stuff like that?
Not that I'm aware.
Taxidermied squirrel.
But I don't there may be sections I don't remember.
Did you have peanut butter out from a stuffed beaver?
Was this beaver an animal?
Wow.
And was it belching?
Man, this is getting crazy. So wow. It's time to open the new beer before I get into my beer drinking. And
I still can't tell the difference. Which one was on the left?
I don't know anymore, man. Left was Green Flash originally, but I don't know what you're doing now.
I have no idea.
did you cross your arms?
Now. Yes.
There is a new bear.
I played Guess Which Cup It's Under.
It is another growler from Society Brewing, courtesy of San Diego's Society Brewing and our good friend Mike Sardina. This is their double IPA. What do you think of that? The Roustabout. Not always on, but it was on when I was down there, damn it. I think it's...
I gotta have it.
Is that 8.2 or 9.2? It's a double IPA. Maybe your young eyes would be a brewer.
That stamp is kind of blurry, but I'm leaning towards 9.
Yeah, it's a 9.
There we go. It's a little baby growler. Everyone can have a taste.
Oops, big glass.
Pass it around. Society. We just love Society growlers on this show.
Untappd says 9.2.
Wow, there we go. 9.2.
General consensus. 9.2.
Oops, I used my big glass.
Now, this has been said to... This is not Society doing this. This is because one of the brewers from Society used to be the assistant brewer at Russian River early. Mm-hmm. But this is, a lot of people compare this to Pliny and being as the sort of the
Pliny of San Diego?
Yeah.
The Pliny of the whale's vagina?
Roustabout. Or even younger. If we're talking 9.2.
I mean, the nose.
Again, we're enjoying the beer.
There's just nothing wrong with that. It's not sipping like a 9.2.
There's no way this is 9.2.
It's
oh, there's a way.
Beautiful golden yellow color and
golden showers.
Wow.
I'm sorry, they can just do no wrong.
I'm a mau mau. I'm a mau.
Wow. As we enjoy this, Rosman.
As we don't talk for the 7 minutes.
As how two dudes can brew beer and not try to outdo each other. Or, well, they probably do shenanigans, but.
Shenanigans. As Nick Witchery. Encounters hop allergies.
Some whoa.
Uh-oh. We're okay.
Zap.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm not tasting all the hops, then I hear my brother sneeze and I go, oh no, it's hoppy enough.
It's hoppy enough.
The sneeze meter's going off over there.
Some reason Nick just is hops. Some hops just drive
him nuts. I'm sensitive, guys.
Apparently Rouseabout hops just drive him nuts.
Does the trick. Messes with my sexy voice.
All right. Dude. Well, I went to the Southern Californias.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The epicenter of this, the genesis of it was a Van Halen show at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm a Van Halen geek, and I have a couple friends that are as well. And this last tour they did was basically touring off their live album, which I was like, bullshit, I'm not going to see this tour. And friend Derek was like, well, there's a Hollywood Bowl show. I'm like, I've never seen a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Van Halen in their hometown. Hollywood Bowl. Okay, that's the one I might see, but I'm not going to see it. And then he's like, I got three tickets. We're going. I'm like, all right, we're going. So I go down to LA, Hollywood Bowl. We stay in a hotel just down the street from the Hollywood Bowl, and which is basically right behind where Grauman's Chinese Theater is, Hollywood Boulevard, all that bullshit. And we're like looking for a place to pre-party before the concert. And there's kind of nothing in the area of as far as beer-wise for us. So we go into this, but we need to eat. We're like in eat mode. It's like 5 o'clock. We need food. We don't want to drive anywhere. So we find this little like Western kind of chainy, like fun Western place that has food. And we're like, all right, that's going to suffice. They have beer signs outside. I see a Sierra sign. I see, you know, just random big beer signs. I'm like, maybe. And we're in a mode of we need to drink beer. Luckily, I brought a couple of Tioga bottles in my ass chest, which I was planning to give out to like people like Mike Sardina, but it was needed at the point, so we had to drink them in the hotel. So, and so we started. We had a couple XBAs, and then we go out to this restaurant, and I'm walking in. I'm like, well, at least there's probably going to be Sierra. There's going to be something. Open up the menu. It's all big beer, big beer, big beer, big beer, big beer. I'm like, shit, what's going to happen? And then they have Golden Road. I see a sign of Golden Road. And we just went through this whole thing of boycotting Golden Road. And all I can't drink Golden Road, and
don't
this is
do it.
At this point, this is the only thing I'm seeing drinkable. And I'm like, holy shit! And I'm in a mode of I can't just drink water and go home like normally. I've got to have a beer right now. I'm like, oh no, what am I gonna do? And the last thing on the list was Stone IPA.
Oh.
I was like, oh fuck. Thank God I didn't have to test my morals.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. So that began the festivities. And then we found a place. We had just enough time to find one place before the show. And there was a place on Hollywood Boulevard. And now I don't have the name because now I thought it was going to be on my tap, but it's not. So there's a place.
Was it the Rainbow Bar and Grill?
No, it wasn't.
You see, Lemmy?
It was like east. It was like the east end of Hollywood Boulevard. And it was a brewing company. It says brewing, but there's no brewing in it. It's just like a craft beer restaurant bar.
Nice.
But it doesn't seem like it's going to be much. But what was kick ass was they had Pliny on tap.
Okay.
And they had Alpine on tap. So I was like, thank you.
So what does one do in that situation?
I had of course I had a Pliny. And then they had Hoppy Birthday on Untapped.
Yes.
Or on Untapped. On tap. God damn it. We got to get to this show before I fucking pass out. And those were excellent, but I'm sorry, but Pliny won the day there. So, and then we went to the show, and of course, we're in Hollywood Bowl. They're not going to have craft. I think maybe Hollywood Bowl has craft beer, but they did not.
And they did
not. It was Bud Light. But, and I was like, you know, I was with Bells from Dorktown, also guest on the Perfect Pour, and friend Derek, who's been on Dorktown a couple of times. But, and they're just like, they're not as bad as beer geek as I am. So they're just like, just have a fucking beer, dude. Just fucking get over it.
Wow. Just buy it. Wow. You need Whoa. A beer. Peer I'm pressure,
like, no.
bro.
I'm like, no, peer I'm pressure. Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I've got morals. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, there
I've
was
got followers, bro.
There was Dos Equis on. They had Dos Equis, nice. And I was like, okay, Mexican beer. I know it's big beer, but I can do it still. So I had Dos Equis at the Van Halen show, which was excellent. Van Halen show. Dos Equis was just beer. So
that is my go-to situational beer.
It was a situational beer up the ass.
What? All up in your yeah, ass our, with the resurrection.
And, and then we went bowling after that, and Hell I had yeah. a fresh squeeze the shoots. And then the next day, we're going down to San Diego, and I went to the Beachwood Seal Beach version of Beachwood before, and was a little disappointed because I couldn't get any bottles or anything. So yeah. I'm like, on our way down off the 405, we're gonna stop at Alpine. To San Diego, and I'm gonna finally go to Alpine or now. God damn it, Beachwood! Fucking shit.
I was like, wow, you went to Beachwood?
Fucking shit. In Long Beach, Beachwood Brewing, and we're gonna go to brewer. I'm gonna get Beachwood bottles finally. I'm gonna get full on Beachwood experience. So we go to Beachwood. It's like noon. We start drinking. They have Citraholic on tap.
Holy shit!
On tap. I'm like, yes. We all order Citraholic. I was a little bit disappointed. It was not, the what? Aroma wasn't there.
How?
The taste wasn't
How
there.
How is that possible?
I think it was a little bit old. I think it was Citraholic for GABF leftover that we were having. You know, it's like a month old.
It's Citraholic. So meh in I Long Beach just, that.
I think it's, you know, those some of those freaking whale IPAs fall off after a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I think,
and they're so used to it down there, they don't care. They don't run the taps up.
I don't know. And so, but I, you know, it was a nice place, cool place, and I enjoyed it. And so I'm like, so what bottles do you have? What bottles can I get? And they only had a 20 on the menu. The only thing they had to sell was like a $25 bottle of something. So I'm like, I don't even give a shit about that. I don't care what, how many barrels it was aged in. I don't give a fuck. I'm not buying it. And I was like, what are you, you know, what other bottles can I get? Oh, like none. I'm like, none. I'm at the brewery. I can't buy any bottles.
Yeah. They give no fucks down there.
She's the waitress is like, no, we have no, nothing. I'm like, there's none of your beers I can buy right now in bottles. No. I'm like, fucking A. Fuck you, Beachwood, you yeah. sons of bitches.
Did she do to you like she did to me? She's like, and don't ask where you could get them because I don't even know who has them left.
She didn't go that far.
Oh, man. Fucking questions. Yeah, that's the follow-up I got to that.
She's like, don't even. So apparently Beachwood, somebody buy Beachwood some fermenters or something because they cannot even bottle their beer.
Or maybe a fridge so they can keep some
something.
Shit in their restaurant.
Beachwood needs to figure out what the hell they're doing because they're not doing things properly. And then, so later, I mean, I had a legendary drinking day for an old man to start drinking at noon. And I went until 3 a.m, okay? And that's with driving down to San Diego in traffic. It took 2 hours from Hollywood to San Diego.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
As a Fresnan, that is the biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah, we do not deal with traffic.
4 hours, cool. 6 hours, fuck you.
Fuck you. So got down to San Diego, regrouped, and went out. First thing we did, Modern Times.
Nice.
Finally went to Modern Times. The Modern Times. The Epicenter. It's kind of in a shitty area.
As they are.
Yeah. I mean, not even just like, you know, sometimes they're industrial area. That's fine. But no, this was like industrial and shitty area. Which, you know, whatever. It's fine. San Diego real estate's expensive. So, but it was cool because everybody was there. It was lots of people there. Everyone's cool hanging out. I mean, the place is amazing inside. The, you know, the post-it artwork they have, the comic book artwork they have. The girls pouring beer, everything about it was freaking cool.
Girls pouring what?
They have lovely ladies that you would love, Bearded Brewer. You would.
Yeah. There are no hot girls in San Diego.
No, San Diego has zero hot girls. They're known for having zero hot girls.
Mikey spinning these fallacies about San Diego.
It was shitty
beer and terrible women.
It was an amazing place. I had Fortunate Islands with grapefruit zest.
Oh, you had it? Tap.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. That was my favorite beer at Modern Times. So good.
That bottle was one of the bottles that showed up here in Fresno.
Mm, maybe there's one in our fridge. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. At a True Land, it's their pale they got on tap right now at the tap room. That was excellent. Lost Horizon, they're double.
That's the one I got in my fridge.
Well, never mind then. That was the one I brought for you now. Spoiler alert, Nick. Damn it.
Wow. Thanks.
That's disappointing. And I had a Black House.
Yeah.
But on nitro.
Oh.
I've had that.
How?
How did you have it?
I was wandering North Park the second time I was in San Diego, and we ended up at a place called Bar Pink, which is very comparable to most places in Fresno. They had booth seating. Like
Fresno Bar.
It's like reps.
It was a booth seating, DJ.
Or the Brig. Oh, please tell me it's like the Brig.
Nothing can beat the Brig.
Not quite the Brig, not like the other bar, nothing like that. Damn it. But it was...
The other bar.
Limelight.
It was more kind of like a Livingston's of a place.
No, that's terrible.
Livingston's with booth seating and graffiti, graffiti art in the bathrooms.
Right, Is there any other kind of art in the bathroom?
Art.
But the whole bathroom was that. There was like cassette players like drawn on the power boxes.
Nice.
But anyways, the whole point being was I looked at their beers and they had like five taps and I was like, Lagunitas, something, Sculpin, and it was all... And Black House on Nitro. I will have a Black House on Nitro.
I know all of those words.
I like all the words, especially together.
And that's what happened.
Nice. Well, I had that. And a Floating Rolled. It's like their South African IPA.
What?
It's called Floating World.
That's not the all part I have a problem with.
South African IPA. It's like South African ingredients and shit, dude.
All right.
Modern Times, bro.
Right on.
All their names are... I never even figured this out. Derek even told me. All the names of the beers are like either fictional or real like utopias that they've taken their names from. Most of them are fictional from books. Utopias that they use. So.
Whoa.
Apparently that was a South African utopia was Floating World.
Yeah, but Aurora to me is Wayne's World.
Aurora. Maybe that is.
Hey, we're in Delaware.
Wayne's World is a utopia to me. And then we went to, I believe, the next place. So I put out, so we have a lot of San Diego listeners. I put it out there like, I didn't have a set, like, we didn't have a set thing knowing ahead of time what we're doing. It was kind of just like, let's go here. So I put it out like, hey, we're going to Modern Times, and then we're going to North Park area. And I added all, like, a bunch of our San Diego friends, like 3BZ and all, Tadalad, and Salvador. All those people, and like, this is where we're going to be. And Greg from SG Beer Doc showed up.
No shit.
And hung with us the whole night.
Oh, wow.
But none of our other San Diego beer friends.
Oh. Jerks.
Showed up. You jerks. You sons of bitches. So after Modern Times, we went into the North Park area. My first time, actually, I've been to, not Bearded Lady.
I'm the bearded lady.
That's also a thing, but
the fucking ale house with all the fucking beer.
That just would ruin Matt's Halloween costume. Yeah.
The bearded lady.
Spilled the beans.
He just puts a dress on it like, I'm the bearded lady.
Epic craft beer bar name. The bearded craft? Lady.
No. Ah, damn it. Never
it
mind.
It was the Barcade, wasn't it?
Well, I went there, but I'm saying it? The one place I didn't go that oh. I've been. Well, one place I've been in North Park before.
It's not Torrent. It's a. Not the guy, room.
The guy that used to be with one of the big brewers like Stone or something in the New York.
Yeah, no.
Blind Lady Ale House.
Blind, yeah, I've walked by it.
That place I've been to before.
That's a weird place. I think I walked by it once, and, well, it would have only been once, but it's, if you walked in their door, you'd walk into a catwalk. It would be a platform because their brewery starts in the basement.
That's not Blind Lady.
Okay.
Because they don't have I don't think they have a brewer there. It's just like a restaurant and craft beer.
Then I was somewhere. There was a brewery in North Park.
And there's a lot of shit going on in North Park, apparently. A lot of shit.
We were talking about the same thing.
We went to Tiger Tiger.
Nice.
And it is a craft beer bar with food. It's because we needed to eat. And I enjoyed myself there. And I had my favorite Oregon brewer, Double Mountain.
Wow.
Yep. They had Double Mountain on tap. Holy I had the shit. Killer Red.
Were you like the only one that knew about it in the whole place?
Maybe.
Did they let you into a special room because you knew?
The dude kept my license, unbeknownst to me, which later on, like a couple bars away, I was like, I don't have my license. What the fuck happened to it?
Oh shit!
And I did the whole retracking my steps, and the second place we tried was Tiger Tiger, and the girl had it back there, and it was I'd been stressing out about my license because like I can't do my job without it. Like I literally could get fired without a license if I show up without a license. So I'm like, holy fuck! I'm like totally fucked. I dropped my license somewhere. And they had it behind the bar, and it was like the best celebration I've ever had. I was like, "Fucking idiot!" Like I wanted to jump across and like hug her and like, "Thank God you're the best woman ever."
You're my angel.
Like, I'm just showing you your license, bro.
It's you, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's some other guy.
So yeah, I almost lost my license, but I didn't.
Your name is now Alex.
So we went from Tiger Tiger. We went to Tornado.
Tornado.
I've always been wanting to go to Tornado. Finally got to go to Tornado SD in San version. Diego. Yeah, the SD version. And I had a Alpine's Keen Idea. It is a double IPA from my Alpine.
And was Green Flash making that one too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think that was all Alpine, but that was tasty as far as I recall. And then we went to Rip Current, which is just down the street from that. This is how crazy North Park is. All these freaking places are all walkable. This is all walking around. So we go to Rip Current and I have a Purling Pale from Rip Current. And then after getting my license back, we went down to Fall Brewing, which is all 3B Zine and SD Beer Talk about is Fall Brewing. And they're like, you gotta have the 2 a.m. bike ride. Gotta have the 2 a.m. bike ride. I was like, all right, I'll have the 2 a.m. bike ride. It was good. Stout. It was a stout. Great stout.
Is.
But of course, this at this point in the night, the day, I mean, this is like my 12th hour of drinking. So I'm not appreciating this. It's gone past the point of appreciating stuff.
Right.
Now it's just like, yeah!
Should have stopped long ago.
Yeah. And then we went to Coin Op, which I think is one of Bearded Brewer's favorite places.
The barcades are a favorite of mine.
Yes.
Even though I don't play video games in the barcades, I like being in that setting.
I had a duet from Alpine Brewing, which has been mentioned before on this show. And then I really had an embarrassing moment where I lost with Bells and Greg from SD Beer Talk, played myself and Derek in NBA Jam, and I lost.
Pretty much
because of my bad lack of quality playing, we lost. So. And that was pretty much ended the night there. So, but then we went to some Mexican place and got burritos or some
burritos.
Shit. It was 2:30 in the morning.
Those are the best breeds.
Oh, right. So there's something we could actually compete with San Diego. How is their Mexican food?
It was all right. It wasn't like anything like
probably destroy us on seafood burritos, but
yeah, right. Yeah. Fish tacos, they'll kick our ass, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything else? No. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're not gonna breakfast burritos. I know you think you can. Anybody else, San Diego? Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fresno, you're not gonna do it.
We might have something.
Yeah.
You think you got Mexicans down there in San Diego?
You don't got real Mexicans. Got real Mexicans down there. We got them here, bro. Son of a bitch.
Puta madre.
And then this is now going into our third day. Normally we'd be hungover, can't drink anymore, done. Nope. I was like, I had to rally the troops because Mike Sardina, I told him, like, I think I'm planning on coming in on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come in there. He's like, oh, sweet. Come in at this time and we can hang out. I'm like, cool. This time was 10:30.
Nice.
This is after a full day of drinking.
We got to remember, Mike Sardina is a professional.
He's a professional.
I was getting text messages like, hey, bro, I got beer for you. Haven't heard from Mikey. And I'm like, I was texting Mikey. I'm like, please wake up. Please be alive. Please be not dead.
Please do something. I was ready and waking up to go. And Derek and Bells are kind of just like, meh. And I finally got Derek fired up. Bells fired up. It took a while, but I got him fired up. And it gave time for Mike to go up to Alpine to have lunch. We went to Ballast Point, had lunch.
Did you go Little Italy?
No, we went to their big ass facility where like they brew and
big ass.
It was
new one or
yeah, it's Miramar? Newish. It's like similar. Yeah, it's Miramar because there's freaking fighter jets flying over all the time. It's very similar to Stone's place where it's huge. Yes, a lot going on. They had an R&D beer there, so I was like, hell yeah, I gotta try that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, I'm not sure that I checked it in. I'm having untapped issues. Yes. Oh, okay. It was Old Pros. It's a Kolsch. It's a Kolsch beer. It's an R&D beer. And I loved it. It was good. I hope they bottle it because I enjoyed it. And then they had a pale called a Schooner Wet Hop Pale on tap. Had that. That was excellent.
It's not a schooner. It's a sailboat.
I can't see it.
Schooner is a sailboat, jackass.
So we enjoyed that, and that's when we went to Society to finish out the San Diego trip. I had a Jackaroo. It's an IPA they got untapped there. Of course it was excellent. Everything from freaking Society is excellent. Mike Sardina took super nice care of us. Gave us a whole tour and everything. I can't say enough things about that dude. Enough nice things about him and Society Brewing in general. So thank you, sir. As we still have some Society beer to pass around.
Isn't it nice to grab the growler and like, oh, there's some weight there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's things in there still.
Personal victory.
And then very quickly, and back locally.
Oh, you came back.
At Eureka Burger.
Oh, Mike, you made it a point to come back.
Yes. Huh? Steal the glass night at Eureka Burger, or pay for the glass night at Eureka Burger. at Dawn of the Red from Ninkasi. Finally got a Ninkasi glass.
Very nice.
And they have, still right now, just to let you locals know, the Mother Earth's Cali Creamin' on tap.
Whoa.
Nitro.
Oh, shit.
Cali Creamin' on nitro. Nitro. So it was like good. Better than what you guys have. All right. That was finally.
Yeah, what? I fell asleep. What happened?
I guess we're just a 2-hour show now. That's what we do.
The 2-hour show.
Some beer to look out for.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing new.
Not Rebel Raw. We've all apparently.
Yeah.
Not Rebel Raw.
Are you going to look out for Rebel Raw? Will you drink Rebel Raw? Not Sam Nick. Adams. Sam Adams is having a double unfiltered IPA coming out, and they were specifically only 3 months on the shelf.
35 days.
35 days.
Fucking.
And they're saying they're requiring their places to pull it after 35 days.
As if nobody's like ever done that.
Right.
Yeah, like I've never seen an enjoy buy after the date on the shelf. No,
but
I don't know.
It that if there was ever a rebel we were to try, that might be the one. That's my opinion.
Ooh. Should we try it?
Yeah, try it on day 36 though.
we've come too far.
We can't try anything can't now. Try
that's the thing.
Rebel related beers, we can't do it. Sorry.
We'll find it at the discount mart. I'm forgetting the name.
Grocery outlet.
We'll find it at grocery outlet day 36.
Probably
$2.99 a bomber.
Yeah. Ooh, so like, are you? Does this piss you off at all, or like Sam Adams just? They seem to be like, oh, what if? Oh, beer geeks like, oh, things that are fresh. Okay, we'll make a Rebel fresh then and pull it off the shelves. We're crazy. We're like, wait, Stone already did that, jackass.
Yeah.
It's so ham-fisted.
Like, they can't come up with original beer geek stuff. They have to do something like, well, we'll make Rebel IPA because everyone likes Lagunitas IPA. Oh, we'll make our, oh, beer geeks like bottles, huh? We'll make weird-ass bottles and 22s, too. Look, our bottles are different, huh? That's cool, huh, beer geeks?
They have beards on them.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, not really, dude. You're trying too hard. Oh, I can't understand you, beer geeks. You damn you.
I made you.
They have done good things to push and extend the limits of craft beer, but they... As you just described, there's no way that Samuel Adams can get out of the meh category.
They can't do it.
It's like Samuel Adams doing all these cool things. Meh.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys think of that? Is that maybe just because we're on the opposite coast from them? And
yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear what East Coast people think of Sam Adams. Like, do they think of them as hold Sierra in high regard, like kind of they can't do anything wrong. Like even if we're kind of semi little bit bored of Sierra, we still are just highly respect what they do. And do East Coast people think the same way about Sam Adams? Like
my honest opinion is I'd hate to talk like people over there when they go, let's have a Bastion Lager. Bastion Lager. Bastion Lager.
You want
what do we got to do? Bro, this fish is in trouble. Bro, I think we should take it in the shore. What is it? We seeing something we ain't never seen before, bro. This ain't nobody ever seen this before, bro. What is it?
Bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God,
bro.
Bro,
honestly, I'd hate to talk like that. I've talked to people in Florida before, out of all things, and they sounded okay to me. And they're just
I'm
like,
from Florida. I sound okay, right?
Yeah. And with talking to them, they're just like, dude, your West Coast accent is just insane. And I was like, and I'm like, how's it an accent? And
like, what are you like even talking about an accent? I don't have like an accent, okay?
See, guy dude, bro.
You have what are you like, talking about, guy accent. Dude, bro? What, dude, bro? You don't have an accent.
You take the 405 to the 104.
You're hella crazy, bro.
Dude, I took the 405 down to San Diego, and the I-5 was all bad.
Why didn't you take the 702 to the 24?
Dude, I don't like the 702, bro. There's too much shit on the 702.
Oh, bro, you know the 10 is totally congested.
I'd like the 10. I like to go east on the 10. I don't like west on the 10.
But the 210 to the 10 to the 95 is the way to go.
Oh, dude, that's the way to go last year, bro.
So
the
95 so last year.
Only if you want to hang out in Pomona, bro. Nobody hangs out in Pomona.
I don't get it. I haven't been in Pomona since my baby was like one.
So that's definitely a thing. But my rebuttal to Floridian people was, I talk like people in the movies. And to me, that's the general standard of United States talking, is people
movie
talking
talk is movie general talk. American accent.
Yes.
Oh, yes. San Dimas High School football rules.
Yeah!
So that's,
I don't know where
we're at. I'd hate to say.
Where are we?
I'd hate for my vocabulary to include Warsh.
Vocabulary.
Yeah, Bastin.
Hey, Midwest, bro. Lager. Don't make fun of it. Lager.
Grumlets.
I'm going to have a lager. Should we even open a new beer before we go?
We should not.
Yeah, we should not.
There's that one sitting on the table over there.
We should just.
That's warm. A gift
plenty
beer.
Warm by now.
That's a gift beer that's warm. That's been left warm. Oh, we all right. Well, then we should probably like say cheers and like get the hell out of here then.
Hey.
Even though there's a lot of other looking out for us, but it's just too much. We'll do it next week.
Too much.
I'm looking out for some surly.
Oh, okay.
Todd the Axeman.
Oh. You are, huh?
Oh, yeah. That would be real nice right about now.
Oh. I don't know where you're going with this at all.
I don't know. Cheers to Todd Alad for calling me on my bullshit and getting an article totally wrong.
Yeah, what were you saying about
this? Yeah. No, that's all I'm going to say about it. Other than I was completely wrong.
Last week, somebody
yeah.
Somebody said something about gold in this beer.
Oh, so, well, okay, so there was no gold in this beer, but it was on an article, and it was having to do with GABF. It had nothing to do with winning GABF. This is what I get for reading the majority of an article.
I read some of it.
GABF, here's some beers. Skip the content. Get to the point. Fuck you.
I know. Well,
no, I guess we're opening a new beer.
I love gold.
Let's get one more in here before we get out of here.
Speaking of getting one more in,
we're getting kind of rammy.
That's what she said.
Is there a new voicemail for us?
I don't know. We'll check.
Okay.
As we get this new beer here.
Cheers.
Cheers to Mike Sardina for getting us this. This is Todd the Axeman IPA from Surly Brewing. It's beer to shred your face.
Yes.
In a can.
It is metal.
It's total metal, bro.
Surly, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me surly.
So Naked Gun 2.5, Naked Gun 33 and a third are both, are all three on Netflix right now.
As they should be.
And it is amazing.
He can go crazy with Naked Gun.
So... So a friend of mine, she's 25 or 26, and
babies.
That's the generation that just is.
Wait, where did I go? Oh, here.
Right. Oh,
hold on.
Beer
here we go.
Brewer problems.
So that's the generation that's just a little bit younger. And I had to explain to them all. This is Amol. Naked Gun is deadpan comedy. It's totally different from what you're used to. Scary Movie tried to reincarnate it a little bit. And Amol, the other thing that's going to confuse you is OJ is actually an actor. This is back when that was a thing.
Before he was in jail.
Yeah. And so that's the whole thing about that.
That's about that. Well, as we enjoy this beer and think about our cheers, you may have noticed the voicemail segment was sorely lacking a voicemail.
This was really good.
Sorely lacking a celebrity, a beer celebrity.
Shirley.
That we usually, Shirley, don't call me Shirley. And look, what
guys,
just came in.
Can you hear me? I'm not driving.
Uh-oh.
But hey, I hope I get this one in time. I don't think so. You're probably in like the
that's
middle
what she
of the
said.
Podcast. Might even be done with it. 11:26.
You would think.
I wanted to get it in time, and I don't think I did.
That's what he's
going to do it today, and I got so busy trying to stuff store sheets out for everybody and stuff in the fair. And
doing beer things, got
no
it.
No excuses. But anyway, it was great seeing Nick and his cousin at the Tower Brew Fest.
Steven?
Crosby?
I had a great time there.
GD.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome stuff. I had to walk around smoking a cigar, drinking all kinds of beer. Good stuff there. I almost got Nick to pose drinking a Rebel at the Samuel Adams thing.
That's right.
That didn't happen.
Good
didn't
job,
happen,
Nick.
Okay. Well, anyway, if I didn't get to sit in time, sorry. So next week I can double up on you. It was great work, and you're not driving. Bye.
Oh, it's got to be. We see when he's not driving, he's mellow. Only when he's driving, he's fired up.
That was mellow Scotty B, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
And total so mellow.
I got tired.
Total mellow.
He was phoning that one in.
All right, some cheers. Obviously, cheers to Mike Sardina, the coolest dude ever. He gave myself, Bells, and Derek, and I a tour around the whole. We saw all of society.
All of it.
They got the barrel program going on where they're just aging in barrels.
Yeah.
And I just tell me the philosophy of society and his own philosophies. I'm just lockstep with this dude. He even softened me on some things about the corporate beer and stuff. Like,
wow,
the dude's just a cool man. And we're very lucky for him to be a listener and be a friend of ours and to hook us up and to just to be a cool dude.
So you're saying he laid down the law on you?
He may have softened me a little bit on things.
Well, Mike fought the law.
St. Archer won. And all that stuff. And he says he's going to come up to Fresno and do a little tour. Says he's doing it.
That's funny.
Says he's doing it. Hey, Greg.
Greg did it. Why not?
Why can't Mike Sardina do it, man? So thank you, Society Brewing. If you're a Perfect Pour listener and you go to San Diego and don't go to Society Brewing, then stop listening. You're not allowed to listen anymore.
Yeah.
So that's all there is to it.
That's it.
Thank you to, you know, everybody that listens to the show. Thanks to Greg. Thanks to 3BZine. Thanks to Tony Bags, Tadalad, all the peoples that listen and talk about us. Highly appreciated, especially our patrons. If you go to patreon.com/perfectpour, you can see where you can help us out and donate. Or if you just go to perfectpourpod.com and donate to the show. So big cheers to our patrons, which we can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Any cheers you boys have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Delta Pacific recently started following me on Instagram. So cheers to them. They bring good beer to town.
They do.
Cheers to Dave Renteria.
Renteria.
He's a good friend of mine.
Good Dave.
Good beer drinker friend of mine.
It's a good deed.
Cheers to the brother and my cousin Steven. They dealt with me as I was car shopping, which is not an easy thing. And
They loved it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I hate cars. Cars suck.
Yeah.
Bikes.
Cars do suck. Bikes do rule, but until bikes rule Fresno.
Just kidding. I love cars.
So do I. That's it.
Yeah. Cheers to the Bearded Brewer and his new car.
Yeah.
You see him around town in his new car. So you have the bus now and your new car?
I have three cars.
Oh, my God. Listen to this guy.
Yeah.
He's a baller. Three car having baller, dude.
Man, pours beer for a living and has got three cars.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't have a family. You can just like, I'll buy three cars. I don't give a shit.
He's catching up to my seven.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've owned three cars. And it's not the last time I'll own three cars. If you had to label it, some females change hair color, I change vehicles.
Mm-hmm. So am I not going to see you driving on your bus anymore?
Oh, you will.
You gotta give them out just to keep them lubed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
you gotta pull them out.
I think it goes for more than cars.
You gotta pull them out just keep them lubed up.
Oh, okay. I think my
grandpa had said that old saying.
If there's anything you remember, Mike.
And then 20 years later, you pull it out and keep it lubed.
Knock the dust off it every now
So yeah, the Volkswagen will stay around.
Stuff's gonna kink up on you.
But
it gets all dried up.
Gotta keep it lubed.
But the Lada Chevy you could hear turning on to fruit. That one's going away.
Oh, yeah, we can hear Matt coming a mile in. Well, Matt's here. Mm-hmm. He's dropping off.
Yeah. By the way, dropping off beer.
Heard
you.
Yeah. Any cheers?
10 minutes a day or 3 hours a weekend. You take your pick.
No, cheers.
Throw my cheers in for the Warthogs.
Oh, yeah.
Warthogs,
being out there at the Tower Beer Fest. And then this Sunday, they have a Hogtoberfest.
Oh, on the river? Invite
only.
Yeah, it's an invite only event. If you get an invite,
must make bring sure your own van.
Take the invite and go and run towards it.
Just sign up for the Warthogs.
They've been prorating
it, so it's a freaking steal.
It's awesome.
You sign up now, and you're a paid member, and you get to go to this.
You get to be literally on the river, great house, all the beers that Warthogs have, and you can go kayaking if you feel like it.
You can just throw rocks at ducks.
You can go on the trampoline. There's a little trampoline there.
If you need to.
You can do all the things, man. It's super cool. Nick, do we have any cheers?
Cheers to Todd Aloud for keeping me in line.
Keep us tight, guys. Yeah. If you see some dumb shit thing we're doing, call us out on it. It's okay.
Huge cheers to Mike Sardina. Mark Sardina.
That's his imposter.
Way to go, Mark.
Bizarro Mike is
that's
Mark.
The better looking twin, Mark Sardina.
Mark Sardina is
holy
so hot.
Crap. He brought it, and he didn't even show up. And he still brought it. He didn't even have to be here to bring it.
We're gonna be dealing with the stuff that Mark
Sardina
gave us for a while.
That Mark Sardina.
It's all in our fridge, Mike. Don't worry. I'm not drinking it. Mike was pretty like, hey, man, don't. Yeah. This isn't your beer. This is the show's beer. I'm like, I know, Mike. It's cool.
We are. Although we are.
There's a lot of beer to get through.
We are 9 stone 16th anniversary short, though, Mike. I do want to say
I know. Mike slipped in a sit. This is a long running joke of the 16th anniversary of Stone is a terrible beer. And we have a bad beer drawer show that we've been waiting for 3 years to do. We still haven't done. We're just waiting for that beer to get really terrible. And he slipped in a 16th anniversary, and I didn't even notice it. I think he put it in there, waiting for me to react to I'm putting this. I didn't even freaking pick up on it, dude. Don't anticipate me to be sharp on shit. All right, don't think he's gonna get this.
He'll get this.
Don't get it. All right.
Yeah, he had a Pliny right next to that 16th.
I'm like, I'll take that. Cool.
Yeah, I thought he was giving a Thunderstruck because it looks kind of like a Thunderstruck.
Oh, it does. It's the same red.
So I thought he was putting a Thunderstruck in there. I was like, oh, that's cool. In my head, I'm like, we get Thunderstruck in Fresno.
We've had it.
Yeah, come on. I've had it. And it wasn't until it got here. The brothers noticed, he gave us a 16th. I was like, oh.
That son of a bitch
slipped in a joke on me, and I didn't even catch up. Damn it. So, thank you, everybody. The Perfect Pour. You've been listening to it now.
2 hours.
Jesus. Holy shit.
2 hours.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Do you feel like I do?